listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a Monday morning. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Rookies report tomorrow for the Buffalo Bills. We've already got some teams getting camp for the most part underway. Rookies have already reported for the likes of the Chargers and I think the Detroit Lions as well. Got SEC Media Day going on. We got the Home Run Derby later tonight. And we've also got some lists coming out ranking quarterbacks and such over on SB Nation and ESPN as well. You know, for it being kind of the dead period of sports,
we got some stuff.
The MLB All-Star Week kind of is always that. Not really. Which is kind of nice. Because I dread these weeks. Because it's like, you hope something has popped up that you're like, I can ride with this for a little while.
Yep.
But like QB Season 2 came out well before this.
Right.
So that had run its course. We're not getting Hard Knocks yet. There was no other sports documentary out yet. I think the Cowboys one comes out later in July.
There's a Cowboys one?
Yeah, about the 90s teams.
Hard pass.
I'm going to watch it.
Harder pass.
That's coming out later. So, you know, there really wasn't anything. And then even MLB, I mean, it goes for a break for a week. I mean, you have the All-Star break.
Right.
You have the game, but that kind of means nothing. And the Home Run Derby's Monday. It's tonight. You can't carry that for a week. So you're like, all right, well, what do we got here? Well, fun enough, we've got a ton. That also includes, and that I did not even mention, most of the league's second-round picks have not signed yet. 30 of 32 have not signed yet. That does include Bill's second-round pick, TJ Sanders. We'll touch on that throughout the week as well, especially with rookies reporting tomorrow. That seems to have a lot of correlation to Pablo Torre's report of potential collusion within the NFL and
yes.
Guaranteed contracts. We'll jump into that later on this week once me and Derek have kind of, I guess, both formed our thoughts, but also like just dove more headfirst into this.
We want to have a deeper dive about this before we talk about it comfortably, and I think that that's only fair. If we go on our current speculations, I have...
It's speculations.
It's little to work with or relatively none,
mm-hmm.
based on who you ask of us.
So we'll dive into that probably more this week, likely as early as tomorrow with
yeah.
rookies reporting, but... Did want to mention that because if you have been somebody worrying, hey, why has TJ Sanders not been signed yet, both fair fear, but also most of the NFL has not had their second-round pick signed. And one team that does in Cleveland, well, they have one of them signed. The other one was arrested this week for domestic violence charges.
With
Quishon Junkins. So,
not great, Bob.
Not great. On the quarterback ranking list, though, and this is something I've wanted to jump into. I've been waiting for this one to pop up, and this is Jeremy Fowler and ESPN. They've been doing this for every position. We enjoyed the conversation with James Cook, one, him coming in eighth. Deion Dawkins, I believe, was on the offensive line, top 10, while Spencer Brown was considered somebody I think that was either honorable mentions or was getting votes. I know he was on the article,
mm-hmm.
just not in the top 10. We've now hit the quarterbacks, and unsurprisingly, Josh Allen is top three. He comes in at number two, only behind Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that is surprising at all. He goes up one spot from last year's ranking where he was three. This is unsurprising at this point for Allen and his career.
Right.
He has ascended to the heights of very few people can even argue X number of players are even better than him, let alone players at his own position. We have hit that point, and it has been a hell of a ride. And now it more seems like we're just seeing how far he'll rise the all-time lists. You know, as fans that enjoy that stuff. I will say, though, looking at this list, Derek, and Mahomes being one, not that long ago, I wouldn't have pushed back on it.
Right.
I really wouldn't have. But after the last 2 years, where, yeah, his team has gone to the Super Bowl and even won them, it hasn't really been all him. His production the last 2 years has dipped.
Including last year, where he was rather pedestrian on mm-hmm. his standards. But I do think that there is enough there of, like, the physical talent's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And he is winning even when it's bad seasons. It's more or less, I think, like, the ranking of one this year is, this is kind of the last chance to be at one, big dog. And if you don't, well, then we're probably going to knock it down. I think it's it's acceptable for a means to an end, which is, yeah, we still think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback right now, but I do think that that can change. Like, mm-hmm. it's something where it's like, yeah, maybe it can change, but the guy has won so much, and he is still incredibly athletic and talented that he can reclaim that at any time.
And also, I mean, specifically in the AFC, he does just feel inevitable. Even when he's not having a good year, whenever yeah. they play the Bills in the playoffs, he seems to have his best stuff. And ultimately, both Super Bowls he's actually lost, I think most would argue, kind of was nothing he could do.
The team would, it would be a routine. When the Chiefs have lost the Super Bowl, they lose
they,
it.
They lose it, yep. It's not close.
They do not have a good showing in a Super Bowl, and it is all or nothing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You either get them winning, and it could be in a bevy of ways, either dramatic and close, or even going away comfortably. But if they don't show up, and it's that nothing, man, it is a nothing.
Yeah, both Tampa and Philadelphia really. And that's the thing. Both Super Bowl losses look similar because it is Mahomes just taking a beating the entire day. At right. least in the Tampa one, there felt like he was still making like awesome plays.
He was still
plays.
Trying to make plays. He was injured.
And he was still able to do it. The Philadelphia one was kind of just a wash.
That
it
was just
felt
everyone.
Very early. Like, by the start of the second quarter, it kind of felt like, ooh, as long as Philadelphia doesn't turn the ball over four times, this is going to be a walk.
And Philadelphia knows how to play a responsible enough game that that was right. never going to happen.
But ultimately, the last 2 years for him, he's thrown under 30 touchdown passes. Last year, he's under 4,000 yards. Now, ultimately, he doesn't play the last game, but that still does count. He's under 4,000 yards. And that is pretty stark compared to the 3 years prior, where in 2022, he's over 5,000 yards, 41 touchdowns. He wins the MVP. 21, 37 touchdowns, just under 5,000 yards. And then, and I think maybe his best season outside of his first year, 2020, 38 touchdowns, 6 picks, and 4,700 yards passing.
I think it's because he started out like a bat out of hell.
50 touchdowns, yeah.
That he's seen in a much different light. Like, even these two down years, say he is more on like the top end, but not like 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, like bat out of hell. I do mean that. If he doesn't start out like that, these conversations are much easier. Like
probably,
you could,
yeah.
You could start balancing him out compared to the rest of the league. But it is because he's already done that, and it's insane, and you think to yourself, oh, he's still young enough that he could do it at any time.
Yeah, he's still under 30.
And he's still really good.
Oh, well, he's going to turn 30 this year, already has.
Oh, my God, where's my cane?
Start to fly through these years, man.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Most of his career has just been otherworldly, incredible, really kind of the entire time.
We're used to him being one.
Yeah, it does lead to barely 4,000-yard seasons or just under and under 30 touchdowns to be like, man, really? And I do feel that way, genuinely, because I look at him and I go, it's arrogance a little bit, but like you were supposed to be the guy that mixes Peyton Manning stats with Josh or with Tom Brady's winning.
Right.
Like that's who you were, especially early in his career. And now the second half has actually been, oh, you're just Brady.
Mm-hmm. Like, which even then, I wouldn't even call that true in a sense either. Brady was always consistently good offensively once he got started.
Mm-hmm.
Like once he got enough years under his belt and he became Tom Brady, the perennial problem, instead of it being just a great Patriots team, it was Tom Brady. Once that happened, he never really dipped after that. Pretty sure there's only two times that he was under 3,000 or under 4,000, mm-hmm. excuse me.
It's a lot of his early career he's under it. Then once he breaks through
Once he figures it out, he has never really slowed down from there, except his final season.
Which is still 4,600 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks.
That's disgusting.
They do go 8-9, though. Like they're not a very good team. He throws a lot because they're down.
They're gross, though. That's still gross, though.
And he
4,600 yards?
Now, by the end of Brady's career, his last four seasons, he does not throw under 600 passes in a season. 613, 610, 719, 733.
More of Tampa and its reliance on him.
Yeah, Allen didn't even throw 500 passes last year. Burrow threw for 652, but we all know what was going on with his team. They were down a lot. Lamar hasn't thrown over 500 passes in a season yet in his career. And Mahomes, 658, 648, then 597, 581. And so that's the thing. He's still throwing the ball a lot. His just more, you're seeing the yards go down. Obviously, they're not spreading the ball around. And that's a big part of it, too. Last year, looking around, going, okay, we're all seeing the advanced stats on Worthy, right? He's been open deep. Why aren't you hitting him? Why can't you get the ball to him?
Because it's a low percentage play.
It's a low percentage play, but he's always been typically very good at it. But, yeah, it's still a low percentage play. It's going to vary year to year. I think Allen's not a particularly great deep ball thrower.
No.
But he's had years where it doesn't seem to matter. He hits everybody. 2020 is one of those years, if I remember correctly.
2020 is the only year that really happens.
Where he's able to hit everybody.
Because it's a low percentage play. And what was one of the biggest concerns with the wide receiver group heading into the year last year? Who's the deep threat?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's not a percentage play that he throws a lot.
Yeah. And if he does, it's like every other quarterback in the league where teams are defending it really well, so you're not going to throw it anyway.
Yeah.
With Allen in particular, it is. You're getting too high. We are getting too high with Josh Allen, and we're going to let him carve us up in a different way just because if he tries it, that means he went back to like 2018.
Mm-hmm. It is just, it's so curious, like looking at Mahomes and Allen. They're 1-2. And their season statistically with no context, like if you just blank looked at them, they're not particularly impressive in the modern day. Mm-hmm. They're good. They're very good seasons. They're not particularly impressive. Allen, 63.6 completion percentage, 3,700 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 6 picks. His QB rating, 77.3. I believe that led the league. But ultimately, you're like, I mean, it's a good season. The QB rating's awesome, but the stats don't jump out to you. Mahomes, I've mentioned it. He's down below 4,000 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks. His QB rating is 67.6. You look at a guy like Lamar Jackson's last year, and I know we've talked about this to death, especially the MVP race the last 2 years. 41 touchdowns, 4 picks, over 4,000 yards. His QB rating is 77.3. His quarterback rating is 119.6. He just is leading the league in most categories. Even his touchdown percentage leads the league. Burrow, we all know what he did last year in terms of just he let the league on fire. Yards per game, touchdowns, yards, completions, and attempts. Unbelievable. And yet, I don't really have the I don't have the thought process to put Burrow at one.
No.
I'd even argue I would probably have Lamar Jackson over Burrow. Burrow comes in at 3, and I'd feel pretty comfortable, and I'd put Lamar Jackson over Burrow. And part of that for me, too, is I like that Lamar can do more.
I do think that there is this relative ambiguity between those four quarterbacks of where you can rank them. 1 through 4, it is very comfortably in order, depending more or less on location of where you live, there's going to be a difference in order of the four quarterbacks, but it's inarguably who those four are.
So you're almost saying like it order them that as you may, the
order
list kind of starts
you
at
may,
five.
The real list starts at 5. Mm-hmm. Because it is going to be a mix of Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. And where you live is going to depend on where 1 through 4 actually stacks up because biases are real. Mm-hmm. Let's not pretend that they're not. And I'm with you. I do think that Jackson should be 1. But Allen's still very comfortably sitting at 2.
Oh, no, I'm fine with Mahomes at 1. And I feel a little uncomfortable about it. I think Jackson should be at least 3. I'd put Burrow 4.
But I do think I do think Lamar Jackson has made his case for 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh Allen has made his case for 1. Joe Burrow probably has made his case for 1. And Patrick Mahomes has been 1 for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's now just finally starting to become, we should start calling it into question.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair. Over the last 2 years, that talk is deserved. But he can reclaim that at any time. Because all 4 of these players have similar skill sets. Versatility in terms of manipulating pockets. Jackson and Allen on a lesser scale, more dangerous in that than others.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of doing damage with running the football. Like, it's 2 very different tiers. There's Lamar Jackson, Cliff, Allen, smaller cliff,
mm-hmm.
Mahomes Burrow. But there is something to be said, though, about they all have, in terms of base style of quarterback play, excitable, cartoonish, even, improvisation to mm-hmm. them. All of them have it. And they all utilize it in an elite way. And that's where I do think that, like, yeah, comfortably, the list starts at 5, which is getting really increasingly more fascinating to me. Jaden Daniels.
I would say, if you didn't know who it was, I was going to ask who you'd maybe want there. But yeah, Daniels comes in at 5. Obviously has, I'd argue, one of the greatest rookie seasons of all time. If you add in, you know, playoff success as well to regular season success, almost 70% completion percentage, 3,500 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. Does, of course, win the Rookie of the Year. Also goes to the NFC Championship.
But also, I look at the rest of the top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fair argument that should be made that Daniels should be at 5. Because I look at the rest of the list and I go, all of it actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah, 6 is Matthew Stafford, 7 Justin Herbert, 8 Jared Goff, 9 Jalen Hurts, and 10 Baker Mayfield, with the honorable mentions being C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, and then others receiving votes, Murray, Purdy, Prescott, Rodgers, Tagovailoa, and Knicks.
Knicks already, really? Okay.
But I thought he had a great rookie year as well.
But I can go ahead and argue against any one of these players at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels, okay, it's only 1 year. We need to see what happens.
Right.
Stafford, it's been too many years. He's probably not a top 5 quarterback in the league anymore. Still really good. Still probably very deserving of being a top 10 quarterback. He will never reach that pantheon again because, you know, ages do have their limits. Justin Herbert is if man. But the problem with if man is I don't see him genuinely take over a team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll take over a game, but not a season. And in the biggest moments, he does crumble. Jared Goff.
Kind of limited skill set. Very limited for you.
He's everything I said about the top 4.
Yep.
And Daniels. Goff's a statue.
He's the antithesis to that.
Yes, he's actually the last.
He's the old school quarterback.
He's the last voyage of the pocket passer. The pure pocket passer who does not have enough athleticism to do damage anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is a solid, not elite quarterback, but solid will get you in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Baker Mayfield has limitations in his game athletically as well, but he works with what he has, which Tampa Bay has been very smart to supply him with. One of the nastiest wide receiver rooms in the National Football League year in and year out.
On Mayfield, too, by the way, and the article points this out, only Allen and Jackson have more touchdowns over the past 2 seasons than Mayfield. He has 73.
But you know that athletically there is this plateau that he has.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's never going to have the elite athletic traits that the top 4 do, for example. Maybe top 5 if I include Daniels in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mayfield does not have that. But what he does have is the gumption, the leadership, the IQ, and enough stones to make the throws that will challenge a defense even if his arm is not as powerful.
He's somebody, though, I enjoy watching him play. I really do.
He does know when to rely on his talent.
Mm-hmm.
Because he learned that lesson the hard way.
I mean, yeah, we've talked about the ending Cleveland and arguably how unfair it was, but also I think Baker will tell you, too, he had to mature by the time he got to Tampa.
And he also thought he could play through a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder,
mm-hmm.
which is a terrible thing to try to play through. And because of that hard-headedness, that stubbornness, it cost him and Cleveland. Not just his season, but his career there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to fight to get to where he is now all over again. Because if we do this list for 2021, heading into the 2021 season, Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are all hanging around in this list.
Yep.
The rest of the names are probably different. Like, Stafford's there, but Herbert's not in pro yet. Goff has to re-wake up. Hurts isn't a pro yet. And Burrow is coming off of a knee injury.
After his rookie year. So, like, even then, you may like him, but...
You may like him, but he's not a top 10 talent yet at that point. So some of the names around them are different, but the 2018 class would once again show its strength. Mm-hmm. Those three would be there in 21.
I just wonder, looking at this list, because you mentioned it too, like the moment we get to five, but even then, are these top four really that much better than everybody? And it does not feel like that, though.
It's not
it does.
It's not that it does, but at the same time, it's also not like it doesn't. They all have production that is terrifying. And if we dropped any one of them into the other conference,
they're the Mahomes of the NFC.
There would be a different conversation about any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you dropped any one of those four into the other conference.
Maybe you could argue against Lamar because of the playoff success. You can maybe argue against Lamar.
But you cannot argue what he does in season.
Right, right.
The team he is on, like say that the Ravens are in the NFC North, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably winning the division all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not any different. And he's probably a threat every postseason. It is about being the threat, the consistent threat. Because
mm-hmm.
the NFC had this for the longest time in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he or the team, sometimes both, would collapse in the playoffs. Why does Aaron Rodgers only have one Super Bowl?
Only one Super Bowl appearance. It was due to later in his career really getting gun-shy, especially against the 49ers. And then early in his career, the defenses were horrendous.
Yeah. But at some point, Rodgers became part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. By the end of it, he became the problem.
And people do not like to admit that.
But by the end of it, he became a problem. He didn't want to take risks.
And, yeah, it's just one of those things of, like, maybe we should go ahead and acknowledge that these top four quarterbacks are really there. But it's also such a shame that every year only one of them is allowed to make a Super Bowl.
And, I mean, we've talked about it a lot. Like, outside of the Burrow one year, it's been Mahomes that has sucked up a lot of the oxygen.
And that's why Jaden Daniels in the top five makes so much sense to me, because the NFC is dying for that uber-talented type quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And it's not Hurts. Hurts won a Super Bowl. I think his placement is probably
Hurts
correct
because
at
of his team
yeah.
is always going to be the premier threat. But he is not the premier threat. He's a solid quarterback who gets a lot of touchdowns rushing because Philadelphia can't punch the ball in.
Yeah, at the 1 yard line, they'll just give it to Jalen.
Why is it that he has so many rushing touchdowns on tush pushes? Better question I should be asking is, why aren't you able to punch it in anyway?
It's just for
why does
me,
it keep getting to the 1 yard line, guys?
For me, with Hurts, it's much more when you have players like Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, Dallas Goedert, and Saquon Barkley in your passing game. We shouldn't get to a point where 5-6 games last year, he's under 200 yards passing. That should be an offense that was never touched by anybody. And yet to end the season against the Rams, 179 yards passing, 118 against Baltimore, 108 against Carolina.
It's also because
those three are all wins.
But it's also because they didn't need him. You mentioned that Rams game. Saquon Barkley went nuts.
Yeah, he goes for like 200 yards. But it's still, for me, it's one of those. I don't like this reasoning. But maybe the team is too talented for Hurts to get full credit. But we've also seen enough from Hurts where we know he's a big-time gamer. In big moments, he can make big throws. He throws a beautiful deep pass.
You know what it is?
But he's not going to be the main show.
It makes sense that he's right near Mayfield, though. Physically, there are limitations.
Mm-hmm.
As a passer, his arm, it's not the greatest of arms. But it's still good enough to be a top-10 quarterback in the league. He has an overall skill set.
He has a Russell Wilson-like deep ball.
Yes, but it's never all that consistent. Mayfield, he has physical limitations. That's why he and Hurts are pretty much birds of a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Would Mayfield on the Eagles be the same successful team? Yes and no. They wouldn't have the tush push because Hurts
right,
squats
right.
like a house.
Too much. Yeah, he sweats too much, arguably.
And Mayfield does not have the frame for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never have tried it. But he would have Smith, he would have Brown, he'd have Goddard, which is relatively the same amount of success he's had. The difference is that there's been a lot of variance between Philly's defense and Tampa's defense.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. We're going to continue on with these quarterback conversations. How do you feel? Josh Allen coming in at two behind Patrick Mahomes, or even Lamar Jackson coming in at fourth after some historic seasons by him, Joe Burrow in three, and then Mahomes, of course, number one. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.